Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I certainly believe that the dollar bill moves people often in the wrong direction, and that holds just the same as it does for anything else in the field of medicine. Now, there are truths in medicine, and then there are truths that are built around false medicine. And I want to deal with one of them today that you should be aware of, because if you're a woman, you definitely want to hear what we have to talk about this morning or this afternoon. And if you're a man, it may affect you as well. But women, for sure, are pushed into a situation where they become extremely nervous when a doctor says the following. But before I tell you what the following is, now, it's basically a disorder that affects millions of Americans, but the end of the story will be that this is pretty much, for the most part, a made-up sham story. Okay, you want to know what I'm talking about. Well, first, let me tell you about the words osteopenia and osteoporosis. Osteopenia was coined in 1992. Osteoporosis was coined in 1994. And these are diseases that were specifically developed as a skeletal disease, your bones, by the World Health Organization by use of what we call bone mineral density. Now, many of the people listening, if you haven't already, pretty much know that the way we tell if someone is osteoporotic or osteopenic is off of a scan that tells us a lot of information. A lot that you'll find probably doesn't apply. That scan is called a DXA or DEXA, which we call affectionately DEXA. It stands for Dual Energy X-ray Absorptiometry. You'll never remember that. Neither will I, and not that I care. You won't either. The point is, what we do in this particular test is exactly what medicine does when they're looking for a drug to fit a disease or a disease that can make you take on a drug. Now, it doesn't mean, I am not saying from the minute on from the show, that either I or Irina are saying that there is no such thing as someone having osteoporosis that is pathologic. What I'm saying is that most of the women that are involved in getting the diagnosis of osteopenia or osteoporosis are then prodded and pushed into a narrow valley, which means a lot of different medications, often, which actually are more dangerous than even the thought of osteoporosis to begin with. But there's a whole story before that. Let's do that. What we need to know is that the way they develop the standard deviation, in other words, if we have to have a norm. We have to say, well, if this is what we consider normal bone mass, then this is what we consider abnormal. How do they do that? What do they use as the norm? I think that's an important question. So the very first answer is that they use the norm of a 30-year-old Caucasian female. Now, keep that in mind, because as we go to the break, when you come back, if you're listening to this show carefully, you're going to get an education like never before and realize that perhaps there's not a conspiracy theory, but there is a drive towards getting you to do some really serious, unnecessary medicine. I'm Dr. Mitch. Our number here is 855-DR-MITCH, non-judgmental. Call in, ask 855-376-4824. Welcome, KMET 1490 AM, Facebook Live, Twitch, Periscope, Tiki Live, Roku, the whole bit, even YouTube. We're going to be right back with osteoporosis, why it's overdiagnosed, and a lot more. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you our free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Okay, so we're back and we're talking about the osteopenia and osteoporosis. Not that you could not get that, but it's a well overdiagnosed disorder just by what we would call sleight of hand and the playing around with statistics, by the way, which makes you a part of it. You with me so far, sweetheart?
Yes, and I can't wait for you to tell us more.
Well, let me go back and just say, just in case you missed the opening monologue, that a 30-year-old is what we decided, whoever we is, that's the WHO, the World Health Organization, is what we call the peak bone mass in a human life cycle. Basically, we're saying that we're going to compare everyone to that, meaning a woman of 80, if her bones aren't defined exactly like a 30-year-old, then she is abnormal. If she's not like a 30-year-old, this doesn't take in account anything, height, weight, bone mineral density, cholesterol, levels, nothing. It just is, are you a standard deviation or are you off? Now, osteopenia, which is just the beginning thinning, is in fact, it's not anything. It's not even a diagnostic entity. It describes nothing more than a statistical deviation from an arbitrarily determined numerical value based upon a 30-year-old. And if you look at people from Mayo Clinic and other experts, they agree it has no particular therapeutic significance. Now, you're probably saying, hey, I never heard my doctor say that. My doctor said I have osteoporosis, osteopenia. He's put me on all these drugs. Yes, but your doctor is just as bamboozled as you are about this. And they're sadly telling you to do things, which is not important. How? Why? Because the phenomena is driven by drug company funding science. Now, what says that as you get older, your bones don't get a little bit different in bone mineral density, which is all the DEXA scanner, that X-ray, tells you? Well, it does. It's supposed to. But let me tell you a couple. You got to stick with me on this. It's a little tough. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the difference in a statistical. I was a stat minor when I was in college, and this is a little difficult, but I'm going to make it very easy. There are two scores that we apply to when we're trying to make like a bell-shaped curve and figure out who's the average. One statistic's called a T-score, and one statistic's called a Z-score. The T-score is what's typically applied when it comes to osteoporosis. What it is you meaning whoever's listening, regardless of your age, you're compared to a 30-year-old. That's not reasonable, but that's the T-score. And hence, you're told you have osteoporosis, and therefore, guess what? You need to go get a medication. The Z-score is very different. It compares you with others in your same age group. In other words, are your bones thinner than what would be expected for an 80-year-old, a 55-year-old? Are you being compared to someone your age, or are you trying to be compared to an individual? Of course, we're not going to be all like babies or 30 years old forever, but that's the difference. For treatment, we typically just look at the Z-score. I'm sorry, the T-score. The T-score says, hey, if you're not like a 30-year-old, you're a problem. But here's kind of interesting point. Listen to this, sweetheart. It's really good. You got a 30-year-old, right? Just take the 30-year-old for a second. According to the way they do these curves, 16% of them already have osteopenia. And according to the WHO definition, 3% already have osteoporosis. 30-year-olds. According to that. So already you can see. So the numbers go up significantly. And they find that 30 to 39% of women who have been diagnosed with osteoporosis with two different DEXA machine models were classified normal or just a little bit when they used the Z-score instead of the T. So if you're compared to others, that makes sense. Now, we got to go back. So you're listening to this and say, well, wait, the DEXA scan, that scan they test, it's so important. It tells bone mineral density. Yes, it does. But bone mineral density does not mean bone strength. And you're probably scratching your head, what are you saying? That's right. Bone mineral density has nothing to do with bone strength. DEXA scan measures only mineral density. It does not measure at all the quality or the strength. So yes, you could have a poor DEXA scan, low mineral density as a 40 or 55-year-old woman might, but yet your bone strength may be excellent. And the truth is, it's like a spider web. I think that's a good example, I would think. It has very great strength. A spider web catches things and they can't get out, but it has virtually no density whatsoever. Right?
I know. That's a good comparison.
It is a good comparison. And you should be aware, folks, because I need to tell you solutions too, that if you take vitamin K2, which you should be taking if you're taking large quantities of vitamin D anyway, it increases the bone quality and reduces fracture rate, but it never increases the bone density. So if you're taking K2 and you're taking like the soy isoflavones like genistein, these type of things, if you're taking those two things alone, your bone densitometer tests won't get any better. But the most important thing is your bones get stronger. And by the way, what do they do? And I'll ask this to you, sweetheart. What do they do when someone is diagnosed with supposedly osteoporosis, osteopenia? What are the people, what people put on right away? What are women put
calcium on? Calcium. You have to start taking calcium like crazy.
And the bifosphonate. And the bifosphonate drug.
Yes.
So the calcium. So now you have to follow this last component of this, which is the kibosh on all this, that any rational woman listening was going to think 10 times now in the future and perhaps say different things to the doctor when they tell you to get this scan. So if you have higher bone density in a middle-aged woman and older woman, okay, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, 70s, and 80s, your doctor gives you all these drugs, gives you tons of calcium, and comes back, hey, look what we did for you, Mrs. Jones. Your bone density is stronger than ever. You jump for joy. Your doctor's great. He or she increased your bone density, and now you've beaten that DEXA scan. But you didn't beat something even worse. There are dozens of articles, not one or two, that your doctor doesn't know, but it's all over the literature. They're in the best journals there are, that shows that if you're middle-aged or an older woman, and you do have a great bone density now because of what you did, your risk of breast cancer is 200 to 300 times more than the person who has a low mineral in their bone.
I'll take the osteoporosis.
Well, thank this is you. The question. What do you want to do? What would you rather? Some osteoporosis, which still your bone could be strong by taking K2 and isoflavones, or what do you want to take? Mike, I'm going to ask you. Your mom has a choice. Osteoporosis, just because it's based upon a 30-year-old, but she feels good, no problems, no fractures, or a 200 to 300% risk in cancer of the breast. What do you choose for your mom?
Got to go with the former, not the latter.
The former, which means what?
Osteoporosis rather than a 200% increase in breast cancer.
Damn right. Dr. Mitch here. Call me, 855-DR-MITCH. You know what to do, Facebook and Twitch, Periscope. Go ahead and text Mike. He'll give it to me, the question, right away. 855-376-4824. KM at 1490 AM listening. Come on, folks. Let's get on with the show. We'll be right back after these messages and talk some more about some other controversial things. I'm Dr. Mitch, right here to help you with good, feel good, and have great sex. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Welcome to your island home away from home at Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Relax and unwind on 11 acres of tropical gardens by the whale-shaped pool or in a beachfront cabana. Enjoy your favorite ocean activities, culture activities, and free nightly entertainment. A perfect setting for weddings, honeymoons, family vacations, or just a weekend getaway. Experience Aloha at its best at Hawaii's Most Hawaiian Hotel. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com and let us welcome you and your ohana to ours.
Hi, I'm Dennis Bono. Join me for Breaking Bread with Bono. Each week, I eat and drink with the most interesting friends from the worlds of showbiz, sports, and politics, and other careers as my guests share their stories with me. It's live from the Bootlegger Italian Bistro in Las Vegas. So please tune in to Breaking Bread with Bono, Saturdays 9 a.m. Pacific, Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific, right here on CRN Radio and CRNTalk.com.
We are the debt destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a debt destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Welcome back to Dr. Mitch Show. Look good, feel good, and have great sex.
And of course, with my Irina, too. Just to put this osteoporosis to bed, let me just tell you, there are articles in JAMA, which is like one of the major journals in the United States, Journal of National Cancer Institute, also said in 2001, you're 2.7 times greater risk of breast cancer if you have a high bone mineral density. The Journal of Breast in 2001 said women in the lowest category of bone mass, meaning if you put it into four sort of buckets, the lowest, were protected against breast cancer. And they're not talking about just breast cancer. They're talking about actually aggressive breast cancer. That's the thing. And just remember, women, the number one cause of death in women today is heart disease, followed by death by cancer, particularly breast cancer. So what do you want, a fracture or breast cancer? And the last is when they take what they call a meta-analysis. You probably know what that is. When they take several articles and look at it, there are several that have been done, but in Lancet, which is like the New England Journal of Medicine of England, they said when they did a multi-level meta-analysis, they said that the calcium pills are proven to kill. Basically, the women with the highest mineralization are 86% more likely to get a heart attack than women who don't have that. Calcium's not good for you women. That's not the answer. Apropos to that, Mary Ann, thank you, from Facebook Live watching, said, what about hormone replacement for osteoporosis? Actually, it's a great thought, Mary Ann. It is testosterone that makes the bone hard. It's estrogen and progesterone that puts these minerals into the bone and makes them tight and strong. The minerals that I'm talking about mainly are things like magnesium and boron are very helpful. And of course, the two that make the bone strong. Remember, it's not about what a DEXA scan shows when they compare you, Marianne, to a 30-year-old. It's what the Z-score shows. Is Marianne, let's say you're 30 years old, 40 years old. If you're compared to 40-year-olds and you still look osteoporotic, then yes, hormone replacement, it does help. Boron, magnesium, and the other two things I mentioned earlier are very helpful as well, which is K2 and the soy isoflavones.
Vitamin D as well.
Vitamin D helps too. And then, of course, the soy isoflavones are the genistein and diazidin. And they do make a tremendous, I mean tremendous, difference in helping. It's a great question, by the way, Marianne. And I hope that answers. If you want to call anyone, you can call us. I mean, not anyone, but if you want to talk to Irene and I, you have a great question. Regardless of where you're listening, whether it's KMET 1490 that's with us and for the hour every Sunday, or facebook.com/CRN talk, Twitch, Periscope, Tiki Live, YouTube, CRN Digital Talk, that's our channel. Either regardless where you are, just listening directly on CRN 1. Talk radio right now, you can text the message directly, or just type the message if you're on one of those other modalities directly to Mike, who will pick it up and give me that question just as he did with Marianne's. Or you can go ahead and call Irene and I by just calling 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824. I hope that helps you dispel the myth and the frightening being pushed into medications that could actually do more harm than good at the end of the day. If you have other questions on osteoporosis or any other subject, please feel free to call us. We're going to continue this. I'm going to show you that many of the things that we do in medicine week to week are often not that they don't exist, but the way they exist are to bring a much larger group to a medication as really required them. We're not throwing the medicine out. We're throwing their statistical way of saying you've got a problem. Because when a doctor tells you you've got a problem, you get scared. I hate to tell you, that doesn't mean you really do have a problem. Irina, I know you wanted to talk about something.
Yes, I wanted to talk about autoimmune disease and multiple sclerosis in general.
Okay.
So multiple sclerosis and autoimmune disease are on the rise.
Yes, and very much so.
And we don't really know why, except...
And we should talk about that for a minute, about autoimmune disease in general.
In general, you know, is it genetic? Is it environmental? What is going on? Why do you see such a huge increase in these diseases?
In my opinion, it's environmental. I'm going to tell you why. Years ago, I didn't know. Maybe I'm just looking now. In my general wellness panel, I do an ANA, an anti-nuclear antibody, which is a blood test that specifically looks for this. And I'm finding at least 4 to 5 out of 10 are actually carrying elevations, suggesting that the immune system is fighting itself. That music means we've got to go to a break real fast, sweetheart. You can call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Don't hold back. You can call us. We'd love to hear what you have to ask or you're interested in. KMET 1490, Facebook, Twitch, Periscope, Tiki Live, Roku, YouTube. You have an opportunity to get a second opinion or just another opinion. You don't have to agree with me. We're here to talk to you about it. We'll be right back. Dr. Mitch and Irina. Look good, feel good, have great sex.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. and the cannolis and the zeppolis are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner, and don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch, just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Hello, CRN listeners. I'm Michael Horn. And you know, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials. You can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, normally $89.99, but with the promo code WINNER, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 50% off, including the body pillow for only $29.99. Enter promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for these great specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Welcome back to Dr. Mitch Show with Irina.
You have a nice accent, hon. I never told you.
I do. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you do have a lovely accent. It's really, like, kind of nice. So we were talking right before the break. I know you wanted to talk about multiple sclerosis and the fact that there's a lot of autoimmunity. And I finished by saying that autoimmunity is a serious problem in the United States right now. Pretty much any, you know, cultured, westernized country, we're seeing that the body cannot handle all the insults that it gets. And it causes the body to go nuts and basically attack itself. And this is apropos, before we finish our thought on that, to Elaine, who wrote in from Facebook saying her teenage kids, and I'll let you answer this question, teenage girls, now you yourself do too, are using nail polish, and she has some concern because she read about formaldehyde being in the nail polish, and could that be an issue? What's your take?
It could be an issue because, I mean, the toxins go right through the nail bed into the bloodstream. I think that once in a while, if the girls want to do their nails at home in a well-ventilated place, it's okay. But sitting in the salon and having a full, like, mani-pedi that you're going to be sitting there for an hour and a half and breathe in all those toxins, then have it on your nails and maybe even do those acrylic nails that they have to soak off. When they take it off, you have to submerge your nails into acetone, basically. I would not be doing that.
Yeah, it does look nice. We have to admit it.
I mean, once in a while, like if you go for a prom, to your prom, do it. You know,
but not as a regular thing.
I wouldn't do
that. Elaine, just so you know, it's not just that. These nail polishes also have what's called toluene in them. You can find more organically related things.
They don't last, though.
They don't last on the nail. I mean, if it's a day or a night, they'd okay. It's not going to stay for 3 weeks like the other ones till they start to chip off. But I have to tell you, you are right. She's very right, Elaine, to be concerned about teenage kids. I'm very concerned because it's not just the nail polish, Elaine. If it was just nail polish, the body would handle a little bit of the formaldehyde, a little bit of toluene. Of course, formaldehyde's embalming fluid, and once in a while it'll be okay. But A, it chokes the nail, and it chokes it to death. So if they're going to use it, always, 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 at least every couple weeks, take off nail polish and let the nails breathe through the air. And let the nails reestablish themselves. A nail only grows a 0.5 to 1 millimeter per week. So it takes 4 or 5 weeks for it to grow out. That's the first thing. The second is, it's not just that, Elaine. It's the fact that we have that. We have the pollutants in the air. Then they're going to eat junk. And then they're going to eat food coloring. And then they're going to eat the preservatives. And then they're going to get ionizing radiation. And then they're going to use hair color. That's the next thing. So let's just take a teenage kid who has the best immune system. So let's add in what they breathe in every day, the bed that they're sleeping in, which who knows what, the cleaning fluids that are in the schools or in the house.
Hold on. Go back to the bed. You mean if the mattress is made of and material, who knows what?
Well, I mean, if it's not made from something that's organic, like a cotton, organic cotton, even the plain or cotton, they're loaded with pesticides. And
it
you sleep in that bed.
20 years to get that out, right?
And you're sleeping in it for what? 6 to 8 hours a day if you're getting a good night's sleep. So it's engulfing you with fumes the whole time and you're breathing it in. And then you paint your nails. So it's never just one thing, Elaine. It's a little. And I agree with her. You know, me having, you know, 8 children, it makes me think, you know, hey, you have to try to protect the children until they're old enough to make their own decisions. But I think you're right on the right track. Limit their toxic exposures. Doing nails regularly are. If you want to try to make it a little bit better, order an organic one. Unfortunately, like you said, they don't last very long. But hey, for a day or two, and then go on to something else. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right, Elaine, thank you so much. If you have a question like Elaine, call us at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Or you can go ahead and text a message to Mike, our board operator producer. And you can do that by, if you're on Facebook or Twitch, Periscope, Tiki Live, Roku, YouTube. You know, you have lots of options.
Go to Facebook.com/CRNTalk.
Oh, okay. So Mike says Facebook.com/CRNTalk. If you're listening and you want to be able to text, that's a great way to text. Mike's right there waiting for your question, and we love to go through it. Now, let's go back to what you were talking about, which was basically autoimmunity is a problem. Multiple sclerosis incidence is increasing. Do you think it's environmental? What's your take on it?
I definitely think it's environmental. I don't understand, though, why do we see it so much more in women than men? Because environment affects everyone, right?
Well,
women are more resilient than men towards other things.
They are. But if you recall that, you know, pretty much all the autoimmune diseases are used to be, they're getting closer now, 8 to 1, a female predominant.
But why do we ever?
Because, you know, a woman lives longer than a man traditionally, but her morbidity, her health is not as good as a man traditionally. And we are different. I mean, our way we handle certain things, our metabolic functions are some obviously different because we see a marked difference in sex-related disorders. I mean, breast cancer would be a perfect example. We see breast cancer in a male, but we don't see anywhere near the incidence of breast cancer in a female. Now, we can't say that for prostates. Females don't have a prostate. But we see a huge difference in autoimmune disease. We see a huge difference in cardiovascular disease in premenopausal women. It's very low heart disease. And in men, it's a different story. Now, once the woman becomes postmenopausal, doesn't have a period anymore, then she's more likely to end up with a disease like of this as well. So the conclusions they've done, I guess, pretty much around the world that you know, on genetics and environmental factors, they could lead to multiple sclerosis risks, et cetera, and things like this. And most of the problems, I believe, occur before someone's 15 years old. So that's why they say if you lived in a temperate climate before you're 15, your chances of multiple sclerosis are higher. If you have a dog, believe it or not, your chances of multiple sclerosis are higher, especially if you let that dog kiss you on the mouth, because, you know, the dogs are not clean. They have, you know, their habits are clean themselves. They clean parts of them that are just, I know. I want to throw up too. I saw your look. The folks listening couldn't see your look.
I also wanted to talk a little bit about this Epstein-Barr virus and other viruses, because we've been hearing more and more about it. It seems that it's not as, you know, innocent virus.
Right. It's not an innocent virus and could set off autoimmunity as well. Epstein-Barr virus, known as the kissing disease, mono. More about that and what you want to know about when we come back at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Right after our messages. Go ahead, KMET1490. Someone give us a call. And if you're listening or watching on Facebook Live or any of the others, give us a holler. Give us a text. Mike's waiting to answer your question, and I'm waiting to answer your question about what's going on. I think you'll be interested to hear about this virus that affects 95% of the population. Be right there with Look Good, Feel Good, and Have Great Sex. Be right back.
The widely popular book Where'd You Go, Bernadette? Is in theaters. What does actress Cate Blanchett say is one of her favorite relationships in the film?
There's a cataclysmic relationship that she has with her neighbor, from her perspective, a busybody parent at the school. And often the person that you have the most antagonistic relationship, you have a lot of in common with. And I think that's a bit of a revelation for both of them.
Where'd You Go, Bernadette? Rated PG-13. Rated PG-13. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Picture yourself and your loved one saying, I do, with a stunning sunset behind you and the sound of the waves gently lapping the shore. We can make that dream wedding come true. Ka'anapali Beach Hotel offers oceanfront and ocean view venues for a perfect backdrop to all your wedding memories. Choose from our wedding and vow renewal packages, or let us customize a ceremony just for you. Call 661-0011 or visit ka'anapaliweddings.com and let us help you create that once-in-a-lifetime occasion.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Dr. Mitch here with Irina, and we're talking how to look good, feel good, and yes, we'll even talk a little bit about sex on this segment, which we always do every week as well. And of course, if you have a question about sex or any other topic, we're here to give you real answers. No, we're not biased. We're not judgmental. We're just here to help you, to give you real answers about real subjects that you have questions on that often are overlooked or not discussed when it comes to a doctor. Well, Missy from Facebook, thank you for writing in. She said, will pelvic floor rehab help painful intercourse? Painful intercourse is also known as dyspareunia. And will the pelvic floor exercise help? The answer is yes and maybe not either. Again, you have to find out what the actual cause is of this dyspareunia. Is there inflammation in the vagina? Is there a prolapse of your uterus? In both cases, probably would not help. Do you have an infection? Definitely won't help if that's the issue. Is it dryness and not enough hormone balance? The answer is not really. One of the things that you can do, and I give you some ideas, is to first you need to talk with your partner, your sexual partner, because often it could be the sexual partner's aggressiveness, perhaps using certain items or toys for lovemaking that may be irritating. So don't be afraid to say, look, this bothers me. You may also suggest switching positions. Lots of women who have dyspareunia or painful intercourse, when they switch their position, it does help, and that really helps a lot. Also, consider using, regardless whether you have good lubrication on your own, a good lubricant like KY Jelly or one of the other ones that you can buy in one of the stores or over the counter or in the like through Amazon.com, etc., the personal lubricants, they can make a difference as well, because if there is any friction or an area inside vaginally that's irritated, it will help that well as also. Some say yoga exercises, actually, along with your pelvic floor that you want to do, may be helpful too. And then, of course, you know, there's other things that you can look at. There's some acupuncture that may help. There's some herbal medications that can help and may give you some help. And again, of course, the pelvic floor exercises that that Missy is referring to are the Kegel exercises for other women listening. Kegel exercises are where I describe it as when you urinate and then stop. And urinate a little more and stop, urinate a little more and stop. And that actually strengthens the pelvic floor. You could do that even without urinating, just the concentration of pulling in the pelvis, holding it for 3 or 4 seconds, relaxed, pull it up, hold it for 3 or 4 seconds, relax, and do it again. Most important thing, Missy, is to find out, and if it's not from the gynecologist that you've gone through already, which I assume you have, it is to talk to an integrative physician about what also he or she can do and help you out in that essence as well.
But also, has it been always there? Is it something new?
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah. And that's another point. Is it something that just started?
Has it been with all partners?
I mean, yeah, and is it with all partners? I think one of the things that we're missing some of the information, Missy, but one thing I can tell you, if it's not been there all the time and suddenly started, there is a nidus for this. There is a point that's causing this. And you may know, and we just didn't get that in the text, or if not. But, you know, if you want more info or you feel comfortable, call us at 855-DR-MITCH. Anyone can call us for a question at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. And either that or you could text to Mike. So you're not going to believe this, but they're saying that if you have, sweetheart, if you use a certain thing, your sex and dating life gets bigger, better. According to, there's a new study published in the journal Plus One. It's an online journal, and says that the frequent use of this does increase more dates. And not only does it have more dates, it's linked to having more sex more often and a more active and successful dating life.
What is it? Tell me.
I can't tell you yet. The conclusion came from two separate studies. One was conducted at the Kinsey Institute. You've heard of that, the Kinsey Report that was done in the 1990s. And it analyzed data from over 5,327 Americans and to sort of look at the diversity through the United States. And participants ranged in age from 18 to 94. Most were identified as heterosexual, 87%. And they completed this survey, and if so, why, and why they did it. And what I'm talking about is they found that if in your texting you use more emojis, I have no clue half of them. People send me them I don't have a clue where they are. I know they're somewhere on my screen. If you use like smiley faces and hearts and heart with a heart and these kind of things, apparently you get more dates and you do better. How's that? I never heard of that before.
Did you say 94-year-olds responded to this?
94-year-olds responded. Yeah,
like little old grandmas standing cute pictures to
They did a second study of 275 adults to see if they can reproduce the study. The participants were 18 to 71. And emoji was more common in this sample, in this age group. And in fact, just 3% said they never used an emoji with a potential date. That means 97% most likely are using emojis. I don't know. I'm going to start.
You never use emojis.
I don't know how to do it. But I don't know how to work it. But I'm going to start doing it. Well, I don't have to. I can date you all day long. You're my wife. But it's kind of crazy. Mike, emojis are in, man. Start using them, okay? Last section of our show coming up right after these messages. 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH or go ahead and text Mike. This is your last chance for today. We're on till 4 or to 1 if that's Pacific time. Dr. Mitch, look good, feel good, have great sex. We'll be right back. Irene and I will be waiting for you.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome my sister Shelley, who's listening. Love you, Shell. I'm glad she's there, too. So, Irene, you started to bring up a subject about EBV, Epstein-Barr virus. Most people affectionately know it as the kissing disease or mononucleosis. When I went to medical school, they said that, oh, mononucleosis, it comes, it's a virus, it goes, and goodbye, and it's never an issue again. We know that's quite not the fact. We have lots of EBV. We have lots of Epstein-Barr virus stories to tell. One is that 90 to 95% of the world's population has had it. So if you look at someone, you want to be the great Houdini prognosticator, you can look at them and say, hey, I know you have had, you know, EBV, Epstein-Barr, or mono. Lots of people go, I never had it. And yet if you test them, they absolutely had, because like I said, 90 to 95% of the world has had it. Like other viruses, this is classified. This is considered herpes 4 virus. Yeah, it's a herpes virus. We have herpes 1 that's on the lip typically, and traditionally herpes 2, which is either vaginally or on the penis. Herpes 3, which is cytomegalic virus. Herpes 4, which is Epstein-Barr virus. We have herpes 6. I might have gotten one of them out of the number, but there's lots of herpes virus. The problem with EBV is not as it pervasive, but we now know it comes back. And it will come back either when you are immunosuppressed, like, for example, if your body's trying to fight a cancer, or I have found that if someone has an active cancer, it's pretty much active as well, perhaps because the body could not hold it in check anymore. Now, we know with herpes 1 virus, which is in 80 to 90% of the world's population, that's the lip type of herpes, that it always has to be held in check by the immune system. So if the immune system goes off to fight anything else, or there's an autoimmunity, it's going to come up. Or you know that, because if you're stressed, those of you that have it, then the lip gets blistered up and you have that herpes ugly
virus. Also, the shingles come at that time.
His shingles is a herpes virus as well. So this virus is a problem because it is related to cancer. It has been related to and is also called one of the 8 oncoviruses, like cytomegalic is too. What's an oncovirus? A virus that actually can cause cancer. And this virus, EBV, has the capability of causing lymphoma, let alone other diseases. So it's one of these diseases, again, in medical traditional practices, is not looked into, and it's not looked in for many reasons unless they think it's acute.
Whether what is the advice? Just go home and just wait, and you're going to feel
there's
better
nothing
in
you
two,
can do.
3 weeks.
No, they just tell them if it's acute, go home, take some B-complex, rest because you're exhausted. That's it. If I told the conventional physician, what are you going to do about this virus under conditions, for example, that it's back? In other words, it's come back again, and it can. We have a test that literally shows if EBV has come back. It's called the IgG early antigen, or also known as the IgGD EBV antigen. So we can look for it, but if it's there and it's back, again, what will the conventional physician do about it? And unfortunately, it's really nothing, but in future shows, we'll talk about that. We can, under certain circumstances, really fight this virus, and we really have to, because again, is it the cancer that was caused by the virus, or was it the cancer that caused the virus?
And the multiple sclerosis is associated with this one as well.
There we go.
Did it cause it, or was it there already?
Well, already before. Either way, it is a gateway to autoimmunity, cancer, and just not feeling right. Well, if you want to feel right, you have to join us every week right here at CRN Talk Radio 1 live. You could do it by going on the computer or through all our different affiliates, which is KMET 1490 AM, YouTube, CRN, Twitch, Periscope, Tiki Live, Roku, Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Well, there's so many things to do it. Mike, thank you so much for being our help there. Sweetheart, thank you, Irina, for being on the show with me. And my sister, Shelley, God bless you too. And I miss you, Mom. Talk to you soon, everyone. God bless. Be healthy. Until next time, I'm Dr. Mitch.
Which was most appropriate because that was your theme.
Are you tired of hearing your favorite talk?